May 11th, Luke chapter 22, verses 14 through 30. The hour arrived, and Jesus sat at the table with his apostles. He said to them, I have deeply longed to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I assure you that I will not again eat it until it is fulfilled in God's kingdom. He took a cup and gave thanks, and said, Take this and distribute it among yourselves. I assure you that I will not from now on drink of the fruit of the vine until God's kingdom has come. He took bread and gave thanks and broke it, and gave to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in my memory. Likewise, he took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But look, the hand of the one who betrays me is on the table. The Son of Man goes even as it has been determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed. They began to question among themselves which one of them was going to do this. Then there was a dispute among them as to which of them was recognized as the greatest. Jesus said to them, The kings of the Gentiles rule over them, and those who exercise authority over them are called benefactors. But you shall not be this way. Let the greatest among you be as the youngest, and the leader as the servant. Who is greater, he who sits at the table or he who serves? Is not the one at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You have stayed with me during my trials, and I assign to you a kingdom, even as my Father has assigned a kingdom to me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. And you shall sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. John chapter 13, verses 18 through 30. I am not speaking of all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture might be fulfilled, He who eats with me has lifted his heel against me. I tell you this beforehand, that when it happens you may believe that I am he. Truly, truly, I assure you, he who receives whom I send receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. Jesus spoke these things and was troubled in spirit, and testified, saying, I assure you that one of you will betray me. The disciples looked at one another and were puzzled about whom he was speaking. The disciple whom Jesus loved was reclining on his breast. Simon Peter therefore nodded to him to ask Jesus about whom he was speaking. Then the one reclining on Jesus' breast asked, Lord, who is he? Jesus replied, He for whom I will dip a bit of bread and give it to him. He dipped a bit of bread and handed it to Judas Iscariot, Simon's son. After he dipped the bit of bread, then Satan entered Judas, and Jesus said to him, What you do, do immediately. No one at the table knew why Jesus had spoken to him. Some thought since Judas carried the money box, that Jesus had said to him, Buy what we need for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He who received the bit of bread left immediately, and it was night.